Title: Ninth Circuit Retires Fee Award Standard, Imports Octane Fitness to Trademark Cases. Content: This week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit joined a majority of appellate courts that have rejected rigid tests for attorneys' fees awards in favor of flexible discretion at the district court level. The Ninth Circuit's pre-Octane Fitness rulings provided a safe harbor for litigants. Fees were only to be awarded in instances of malicious, fraudulent, deliberate or willful infringement or where a frivolous case was brought or maintained in bad faith. That standard has been discarded and replaced by a different, more general test that asks whether the case stands out in terms of its strength or unreasonableness in the way it was litigated. In SunEarth Inc. v. SunEarth Solar Power Company, Ltd., the Ninth Circuit agreed to rehear in bank a May panel ruling that affirmed a district court's refusal to award attorney's fees sought by plaintiff and prevailing party SunEarth. On reconsideration, the full Ninth Circuit concluded that the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Octane Fitness v. Icon Health and Fitness altered the fee analysis under the Lanham Act, vacating the panel decision. While Octane Fitness didn't involve trademarks, the Lanham Act and the Patent Act share a parallel and identical fee provision. Interpreting those provisions in tandem, the Ninth Circuit relied on the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Patent Act's fee provision in Octane Fitness to analyze how courts should determine fee requests under the Lanham Act's attorney's fees provision. The Ninth Circuit's decision is balanced. It does not expressly favor trademark holders or accused infringers. The SunEarth ruling simply returns discretion to district courts to determine whether a case is exceptional, guided by the Supreme Court's admonition in Octane Fitness that an exceptional case is simply one that stands out from others with respect to the substantive strength of a party's litigating position, considering both the governing law and the facts of the case, or the unreasonable manner in which the case was litigated. The burden of proof has also been lessened. The Ninth Circuit determined that Octane Fitness overruled the previous requirement that a party provide clear and convincing evidence before an award of fees. The court instead embraced the more lenient preponderance of the evidence standard. De novo review of fee awards, rejected by the Supreme Court's ruling in Highmark v. Alcare Health, was also retired in SunEarth. District court fee awards will now be reviewed under the more liberal abuse of discretion standard on appeal. The ruling remands the case back to a trial judge for a reconsideration of the attorney's fees issue. Practical takeaways from SunEarth: Octane's totality of the circumstances standard is applied by the majority of appellate courts. The 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 9th circuits now all employ the more liberal totality of the circumstances approach to attorney's fees awards. Only the 2nd and 7th circuits have applied earlier case law to Lanham Act fee disputes post-Octane Fitness. The SunEarth decision makes it more likely that other appellate courts of appeal will, pardon the pun, follow suit, but whether the Supreme Court will support with this importation of patent law principles to trademark cases remains unknown. As courts sort out the repercussions of Octane Fitness on trademark, trade dress, and unfair competition litigation, parties may push for the Supreme Court to clarify the attorney's fees standard under the Lanham Act once and for all. Exceptionality for the purposes of fee awards will vary from case to case, leading to more litigation. An exceptional case is no longer limited to circumstances of malicious, fraudulent, deliberate or willful infringement or where the litigation is frivolous, unreasonable, vexatious, or pursued in bad faith. A totality of the circumstances test often leads to longer litigation since parties are incentivized to seek fee reimbursement or to avoid additional costs. Attorneys' fee awards aren't necessarily more likely. Almost 2 years after Octane Fitness, data show an increase in the number of fee requests made, but the success rates of those requests have remained fairly consistent, with the exception of a few districts. While SunEarth can be expected to result in a greater frequency of fee requests in the Ninth Circuit, an I.